Interrupted Battle by Steve Gibney. She had fought Benedictus many times. She had also lost many times. Today would see her victorious. Claudia raised her arm and let it fall, signaling the beginning of the charge. Her troops shone, polished armor reflecting the setting sun, each soldier a beacon of strength. Benedictus's mismatched barbarians stood opposite, a symbol of the savagery that ruled beyond the mountains. He always relied on cowardly tactics, fighting small skirmishes that he knew he would win. But now, Claudia had him unaware. This victory would finally destroy his rebellion in one grand sweep of her sword. The distance between the armies closed, fists clenched around spears, muscles tightened and hearts pounded in anticipation of the scrape of blades across flesh. Like an ocean tide crashing into cliffs, the poorly equipped barbarians slammed into unmoving polished shields. Claudia was relying on the discipline of her soldiers to hold the savages at bay. Claudia had another purpose, hunt Benedictus. If she could slaughter him and bring his head to the city gates, she would be honoured for generations. Her sword knocked aside blow after blow, slashing through anything that stood in her path. Then she saw him, the self-proclaimed king of the mountains, towering, coated in fur, bloody arms wielding a great axe. Claudia lunged forward and ready to attack and bring an end to his life. "Claudia, my dear, time for supper," her mother yelled. As Claudia stood up and darted out of the courtyard, she yelled over her shoulder, "See you tomorrow, Ben." Ben was left staring at the scattered rocks and sticks, all that remained of his near defeat. Tomorrow they would play again and see who would win.